All right, let's jump into it. We've got a really good question from Tracy, who needs a little help finding his first 3D printer.
All right, well, good thing I wore my glasses today. Tracy asks, hey guys, I'm looking to buy my first 3D printer. My price point is sub $350. I've watched the know-how episode for the Monoprice Maker Select and the new Matter Mod T. I like both of these printers, but I've seen some posts saying that the Mod T is more of a toy than a good 3D printer. Any recommendations? I'm new to this category, but I catch on pretty quick. Thanks in advance.
Tracy, that is an excellent question because we did have that episode, our holiday special.
That's right.
Where we showed off both the Maker Select version 2 and the new Matter Mod T.
Right.
And the reason why we had both of those is because they were both sub $300 printers or close to $300 printers.
Yeah, because wasn't the Monoprice one? That was on sale. That was like a Christmas sale.
Yeah, right? It was like $279, but on sale. Now it's $317. So it's gone up a little bit. The new Matter Mod T has always been around $299. They had a little bump, but it's come back down to $299. And yes, when we did the review, I said they both had strong points. The strong point of the Mod T is it is a perfect and absolute fantastic beginner's printer. If you have someone who is not techie, who does not have the patience to calibrate, well, that's what you want to go. In fact, we did, here's a little bit of B-roll of it so you can see what the Mod T looks like. It's, you know, it's a beautifully designed printer. It's got this wonderful acrylic case that not only makes it look like something that you'd want on your dining room table, but it's also incredibly quiet.
Right.
Yeah, this is one of the things I liked about it. This you actually could have in your kitchen or your dining room or your music room, and it's not going to detract from the experience of anything else.
I thought the bed, the plate, the way the plate moved on the bed was pretty cool, how they did that.
Oh, it's very cool. I mean, because you're using a pinion system. Now, the pinion system isn't just so that it looks different from other 3D printers. What it meant was there was no way to miscalibrate this thing. The bed could never not be level. The bed could never not be in the right position. It does its own auto-check every time you start a print, so you are going to get that nicely calibrated print every single time you go to initiate a print job.
Which is important if you're just starting out.
Precisely. Now, here's the thing. I bought one of these for my dad because this is exactly... My dad is one of these guys. He loves technology, but if it doesn't work the first or the second time, it will sit in the box and he will never use it again.
Right.
This is something I could give to him. All of the setup and all of the configuration is done in the web. So you send your print to the New Matter store. It's stored in your library and then it communicates with your printer wirelessly.
Right.
Which is nice. You know, it means all I have to do is say, Dad, you don't have to, you know, design it and then slice it
and then
put it on a card and then put the card into the printer and select the right print job and select the right... No, all I say is upload it to the internet, hit print, and then hit the button on the new the Mod T. That's it.
It makes it almost plug and play.
It's super plug and play. Now, there are a couple of things that I didn't like about it. It's a non-heated build plate. Also, that build plate, as you can see, it's tiny. It's really, really small. So it's good for, you know, small jobs. The resolution's also not as good as what I'd want. That bed and rod system is cool, and I love watching this thing work. Mm-hmm. But the fact that the entire build platform moves also means that it's going to be a little bit inaccurate sometimes with where it places down filament. That's just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Standard 1.75 millimeter PLA filament, resolution down to 100 micron, 100 millimeters per second printing speed, so it's actually pretty fast. And it supports STL, OBJ, and G-code. So, you know, pretty much everything that we use out there.
Yeah.
Again, perfect novice printer, but, and I said this during that episode, you're very quickly going to outpace what it can actually do.
Right. I mean, I like it because it's so plug and play, but for some of the designs that we've done, we've kind of gone beyond this. But have you ever had any problems with, like, the head? Because,
No.
So
that's actually another good thing. It's actually very well made.
Okay.
It's incredibly well made.
Because that would be one of my fears. Because the Monoprice, like, you could detach everything.
Yeah.
And then replace it.
Yeah. And actually, if we go to the B-roll for the Monoprice, so this was the Maker Select version 2 that we played with. This is not a beginner's printer.
No, and you kind of have to make some modifications to it, don't
you? You do. So I've strengthened it so that it makes, it doesn't wobble so much on the Z-axis, which was bothering me because it meant that my prints were sometimes not adhering.
Right.
But it does have a heated bed. It has a much larger, much, much larger build area. It's 7.9 inches by 7.9 inches by 7.1 inches. And again, 100 micron resolution. It uses standard 1.75 millimeter filament, just like the Mod T, but it's not just PLA. It's ABS, Felty, XT, PET, TPU, TPC, FPE, FPA. basically all the types of filament you might want to use. I typically only use PLA because it's non-toxic, but it's nice to have a printer that could do the other types.
And you usually work in a very confined space with poor ventilation, so...
Which explains a lot about me.
Yeah, right?
Kind of does, right? Also, you know, it comes with a one-year warranty. Here's the thing. You will spend more time configuring this, and you need to, because if you don't, you're going to get prints that are kind of close, but not. You will spend hours making this thing work properly, but once it does work properly... And once you have your workflow down, it is a fantastic printer. It is so much more advanced than the Mod-T.
Yeah, and I'm trying. So Patrick Delahanty, one of our engineers here, bought one, and I think he's kind of struggled with the very beginning of it because he was trying to do very fine small prints, and then but also coming from the beginner standpoint of not really being sure how to calibrate or being able to structurally hold it together like you were saying with the different mods, so. You're going to have to spend some time with this one to get good at it.
But, I mean, once you are good at it, once you've figured out the little fineries of how it works and how it calibrates,
it is
a fantastic device. It is so much more capable than the Mod-T. But, again, there's that learning curve.
Yeah.
So, if you've got someone who is a beginner and is going to stay a beginner...
Right.
The Mod-T
is your dad.
Is much better. My dad
perfect.
Is.
Like, he just wants to work. He wants to print I don't know what, but...
Precisely. You know what he's been printing?
What?
Bowls for Gadget.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Cute.
Yeah. But I mean, if you are a techie and you plan to do some advanced 3D modeling, you're probably going to want something a little higher. Now, Patrick Delahanty, speaking of Patrick, he got the plus version of this, which is $399. So it's $100, almost $100 more expensive. Uh-huh. It's a little bit faster. It's basically the same printer. It integrates the control into the actual base of the printer. But our commenter wanted something sub-350, so this would be the one for him.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
So if I don't want to say that one is better than the other because I would never get the Maker Select for my dad.
No.
But you're a techie, so this is probably the one you're going to want to get. And at $317, you can put in a little bit of time to get it to work right. Oh, and by the way, if you go to Thingiverse... Mm-hmm. Many people have put their designs for strengthening the supports on there. So you can actually print the supports you need to make your printer print better.
Right. So just get it set up and don't jostle it while it's printing the extra supports that you need for it.
Right. Well, and Patrick keeps saying the Mod-T at $399. The Mod-T is actually $299. But, so it's a little cheaper. Okay. But that's it. So go and get yourself a Monoprice. Fantastic printers.